It was difficult to tell if the study was in more of a mess than usual. The light was on and the curtains over the side window were drawn, but the French windows behind Dad's desk were standing open. The wind was blowing papers off the desk and across the floor. The desk light was on, but angled upwards towards the ceiling where shadows danced and fought frantically. The floor was a mess, as if someone had emptied the desk drawers and every filing cabinet across it. Books had been pulled from the shelves and lay bent and twisted. Matt looked round in open-mouthed amazement. And a hand clamped over his open mouth, cutting off his cry of surprise, rough, sharp, like sandpaper. He felt the palm of the hand biting into his face as he was dragged backwards. Someone had been standing behind the door, waiting for him. Matt struggled to break free, his only view of his attacker, a huge, shapeless shadow entwined with his own across the floor. But now the hand was over his nose as well, cutting off the air. He was gasping and wheezing, trying desperately to breathe. The room turned and swam. Papers blew off the desk and spiraled down. The shadows darkened, and the carpet seemed to be hurtling towards Matt's face. Then everything was dark. The wind had dropped, though the French windows were still open. It was completely dark outside now. Matt's head was throbbing, and he had to blink to get rid of the spots of light in front of his eyes. He picked himself up from the floor and stumbled over to close the French windows. What had happened? It all seemed hazy now, like a bad dream. Matt leapt to his feet, turning quickly, suddenly afraid there was someone behind him, ready to attack again. But the room was empty. There was no one there. Had they gone? He walked quickly and cautiously to the windows and pulled them shut. Then he locked them. A burglary? But then where was Dad? Maybe, Matt thought, Dad had gone to the station and missed him. Maybe he was there, waiting for Matt to arrive on the next train. Still wary and disorientated, he wandered back to the living room, his heart racing with every shadow he passed. He almost expected them to solidify and reach out at him with grey, shapeless hands. He took a deep breath and told himself not to be so stupid. Whoever had been there was gone now, probably. The only sound was Matt's own anxious breathing. Clearing a space on the sofa, Matt flopped down. He rubbed his eyes with the heels of his hands and began to feel a bit better. Someone had been here, he was sure of it. Okay, the place was always a mess, but it seemed worse than ever, the stuff strewn across the study floor, the broken crockery in the kitchen. A rough hand across Matt's mouth. Looking up, he saw the telly and DVD player were still sitting in the corner of the room. In fact, there didn't seem to be anything missing, just untidy. So maybe not a burglary, but why break in and take nothing?